This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Modern technology. What we have so far is actually saving us two full weeks a year, according to a new study. That will add up to almost 2.5 years in our lifetimes. Things that save us the most time include online banking, email, microwaves, online shopping, cell phones, and the TV remote. Unless, of course, it needs batteries. Of course, technology has changed the way we communicate, but we still crave that human interaction. New SurveyMonkey poll found 42% of us still prefer in-person communication over any other form. 21% of survey respondents say they'd rather text than have face-to-face communication, and 16% said they'd rather chat over the phone than in person. How'd you like to be able to eat whatever you want and just take a pill to keep your weight in check? Well, researchers in Australia believe they've pinpointed a gene that controls weight gain. And if they're right and they're able to develop a medicine that switches the gene on and off, we might be able to eat as much as we want without gaining a pound. Oh, come on. There's a company called Walkie Paws that has created leggings for dogs to keep them warm and dry in the winter. Leggings have waterproof soles that will apparently withstand the elements and not only keep your dog's paws clean and dry, but also keep them from tracking mud, dirt, and other bad stuff in the house. No word on what they'll do to your dog's dignity. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with part two of the Wednesday Daily Buzz. I love these stories. Secret Santa in Idaho is working with a local news station and giving away a total of $250,000 to people in need this year. Last week, they surprised a single dad with seven kids named Dakota Nelson, whose wife passed away in September. They gave him $2,000 in gift cards, plus a check for $8,000. Wow. 1,200 Americans were recently given 20 Christmas movies and TV specials and asked to name their favorites. In the end, A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life tied for number one. Close behind, Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 34th, and Rudolph. Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Carol, and The Polar Express got special mentions. Luke Skywalker's lightsaber from the original Star Wars movie is up for auction and is expected to be sold for between $150,000 and $200,000. It's being called the original, but Mark Hamill on Twitter explained he used a bunch of lightsabers while filming the movie, so maybe this isn't the original. He says it's also important to realize that it doesn't actually light up and doesn't actually cut anything. If you're a Star Wars movie fan, is there a better piece of memorabilia? Expensive stocking stuffer, though, huh? Ohio State University now has a bacon machine on campus. Yeah, really. Located in the Animal Science Building at the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, and it supplies students with ready-to-eat bacon strips and bacon bits for just $1. Not surprisingly, the machine has been a big hit. It has been restocked 4 or 5 times each and every day. All right. Here at Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, we hold your opinion of us in high regard. And if you have a couple of minutes, we'd like you to take a quick poll on our website, WCSY.com. It's easy, helps us be better, and hey, you could win dinner at Santanello's. Take the poll now through the 21st at WCSY.com, and thanks. Knucklehead news out of Oklahoma, where a state senator, wonder if he's a lame duck senator, has introduced a new bill to name the ribeye as the official state steak of the state. Senate Bill 21, authored by Oklahoma State Senator Casey Murdoch, says enshrining the ribeye would be good for tourism and the restaurant industry. Some think it's a big waste of time. Senator Murdoch says it would actually help promote business. I don't like higher taxes. I like more businesses in Oklahoma paying more taxes. says he sees the bill as promoting the ag industry. I guess. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You have something I should buzz about, get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com. Message on Facebook or Twitter will work, or you can just drop the stuff off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Catch up on a podcast you might have missed at WCSY.com, Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, all of the great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.